Y Weatherology Forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, an excessive heat warning continuing. We'll have mostly sunny skies, hot conditions with highs reaching 103. Then for tonight, mostly clear and lows in the mid-70s. Tuesday, another hot day in store with a high of 104. And even into your Wednesday, still expecting highs in the lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the numbers show that suicide rates across the nation continue to increase as the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says that suicide deaths have increased near 5% in the year 2021 and another 2.6% in 2022. And they say it's especially high when it comes to the agricultural industry, with many farmers in Kansas trying to bring awareness to the issue.
When you're in a situation looking, again, like drought, and prices of all kinds, having to liquidate a cow herd because you don't have enough hay.
That audio from KWCH News. Dr. Bailey Blair, licensed master social worker with the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas, say they have launched a new Kansas Ag Stress Program trying to give resources to farmers with like-minded individuals.
They want to talk to somebody that looks like them, that knows about those issues and how they impact the person's entire life.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
The new Kansas City International Airport has announced that as they continue to expand, they are planning to build near 60 solar panels for the airport, with a potential to increase to more than 500, that they say could potentially power up to 70,000 homes in the area. KWCH News reports that the announcement came from the Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas as he introduced the legislation last week to the City Council for the use of the 3,000-acre solar panel area. In a statement from the mayor, he said, quote, just one day before the one-year anniversary of President Biden signing the largest investment by the federal government to clean energy into law, signaling our nation's commitment to combating climate change, I am proud to announce exciting next steps for Kansas City's future solar array. They say the solar panels will be providing shade to the garages in the area, with the panels being built from a local company in Lawrence, and will produce more than 500 megawatts of electricity, powering up to 70,000 homes in the community. As according to the mayor, they wanted to propose the legislation at the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act being signed into law. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Fair is gearing up for the 2023 year, as they have announced earlier this week that the event will now have its own app where individuals are able to buy tickets to the State Fair, along with gaining information on some of the events that are ongoing. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the press release from Kansas State Fair officials, they say that the app will include up-to-date information regarding the fair and ongoing events, where you can find visitors, food vendors, and see who's performing at the Nebraska Lottery Concert Series. According to Jamie Parr, the Nebraska State Fair Executive Director, she said, quote, the mobile app increases convenience to visitors, including those who are planning to attend and those who are already on the grounds. They say if you do purchase your ticket on the app, it is delivered to your phone instantly and can also schedule their entry day with the fair through the app. Other features include directions around the fair, the fairground map, social media feeds, latest news coming from the state fair, and contacting officials within the fair. The state fair is set August 25th through September 4th.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. The All-Star Monster Trucks are back and ready to rock the Kansas State Fair on Sunday, September 17th. Watch as the world's only monster ice cream truck, Ice Cream Man, the world's largest ATV, Hole Shot, and the iconic Carolina Crusher compete in the Insane Best Trick Competition, obstacle course racing, and a no-rules freestyle battle. Get your tickets at KansasStateFair.com and experience the ultimate in family fun.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County communities have approved interlocal agreements with the county, allowing for a vote on a half-cent sales tax to fund a new jail facility. Five of those passed the measure last week, including Marysville, joining four other communities who had voted yes previously. Commissioners had responded to a previous recall ballot initiative that halted a lease purchase arrangement for a new jail and spoke with community leaders who expressed concern with raising property taxes. A final decision to proceed with a sales tax vote has not yet been introduced, but may be following finalization of the interlocal agreements. With the August approval, cities will allow all proceeds raised to revert to the county, and it is expected the question could be on the November ballot. Marshall County Sheriff's Office switched earlier this month to a new 911 service, allowing dispatch faster response times with additional information in a database that can provide details as to a property in addition to location. The system will run $18,000 annually and will further connect Marshall with other counties in Kansas through emergency services. Delinquent property taxes in Marshall County topped $251,000 and include 349 parcels, which were published last week. The amount owed is some $2,000 higher than last year. Washington County delinquent property taxes were just over $140,000, and Nemahal County just over $135,000. Washington County commissioners spoke by phone with a Kansas City-based consultant regarding services for consolidation of ambulance service. A feasibility study would be initiated, which would then define options, both short- and long-term prospects and costs. That process could take some 3 to 4 months. A proposal for review will be forwarded. No action was taken. Nemahal County Planning Commission has unanimously voted to approve the comprehensive plan and is recommending commissioners engage with professionals to provide guidance as to how to best honor a 60% majority opinion of surveyed county households opposed to future industrial wind projects. They also recommend the county develop programs to combat housing and child care shortages and address the lack of rural local broadband services. The question of zoning was not addressed by the group. Commissioners approved raising rates to $70 per ton for in-county and $80 per ton for out-of-county drops at the landfill. A high-speed chase last Monday that began in Shawnee County ended west of Frankfort as the suspect vehicle crashed and the driver was apprehended. Traversing from Wabunsee and Pottawatomie counties before passing through Frankfort, a Kansas Highway Patrol officer pursued the suspect on Tumbleweed Road, where the vehicle crashed at 17th Road. The individual involved was not identified. An arrest of two adults and two children, ages 6 and 7, by Marysville police was made July 27. The four were found inside the Marysville swimming pool after hours. The former Annunciation Parish School in Frankfort was demolished recently as the abandoned building had fallen into disrepair. The lot will be used for church parking. The Catholic school, built in 1919, served students through the mid-1970s. City of Marysville Water Department will be installing new main valves and a new fire hydrant at South 14th and Oak Street Monday, August 21st, beginning around 9 a.m. The neighborhood in South 14th and Oak Street may be without water most of the day Monday. Please make arrangements to save some water for drinking purposes as needed. Hannah L. Herz, age 96, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Rural Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Hannah Herz. Julia Jean Raffelsberger, age 91, of Randolph, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, south of Barnes. Burial of the church cemetery. Anders Feifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jean Raffelsberger. Deb L. Schultz, age 57, of Liberty, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church United. Graveside service will follow at the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday. Family will greet friends from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Deb Schultz. Armand R. Charbonneau, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Armand Charbonneau.
Rodney L. Rod Eaton, age 59, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Rod Eaton. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, teeter tot casserole, a muffin, beets and apricots. Tomorrow, ham, mashed potato, carrots and fruit mix. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning continuing over the next several days. This comes as an upper-level ridge of high pressure continues to dominate our weather pattern, keeping us sunny and hot pretty much through the end of the work week. There's a very slight chance for some showers into the day on Friday as that ridge begins to break down, and we'll ease back to some lower 90s as well for high temperatures on Friday, and even some 80s making a return into the upcoming weekend. But until then, looking to stay hot, with highs by this afternoon working up into the lower range of the 100s. And could have some heat index values working up into the 110s by this afternoon. For tonight, mostly clear and staying muggy with overnight lows in the mid-70s. And pretty much the same story goes for Tuesday and into the day on Wednesday with afternoon high temperatures working up into the lower range of the 100s with heat indices into the 110s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
On the heels of a record-breaking weekend, the heat wave continues. Manhattan, the hot spot in the contiguous 48 states, Saturday at 118 degrees. We hit 107 here in Marysville. Lawrence had a heat index of 134. Average high temperature, mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 113. We broke a previous record high Saturday. The average low, 66, and the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43. 76 this hour, sunshine, high humidity levels bring schools that reach out to parents who may want to consider alternative transportation for this or pick Monday, up rural students, as buses are not air-conditioned. KNDY News Time, students are encouraged to bring and refill water bottles accordingly.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Nationals win it for the kids. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Nationals facing off against the Phillies in this year's Little League World Series game. The Nats would get all their offense out in the opening frame.
Wheeler's pitch is lined the other way and a base hit toward left center. Into score Meneses. Ruiz rounding third. He will score. Dominic Smith the other way, a two-run single. Still nobody out. 4-0 Nationals.
The call on ESPN. The Phillies would make it close in the ninth, but the Nationals win it 4-3. Twins hosting the Pirates. Former Cy Young winner Dallas Keuchel took a perfect game into the seventh, while Edward Julian drove in the runs for Minnesota.
Fly ball well in the left field. Tough play by Reynolds back. He'll play it off the wall. Solano around third. He'll score. Throw into second base. It's going to be a two-out double by Eddie Julian, and the Twins now lead 2-0.
The call on TIBN. Keuchel lifted after a one-out double in the seventh. Two-zip Twins the final. In Oakland, the Orioles were looking for a sweep of the A's. The Birds hit three home runs, including Jorge Mateo flying around the bases for a round tripper.
0-1 pitch. Mateo hits it high and deep. Left field. Kemp back, giving way to tail to Butler. He can't make the catch. It bangs off the wall. Mateo around second. Pass third. He's going to try and score. Jorge Mateo, an inside the park home run.
The call on WBAL. Orioles take all three in Oakland. 12-1 the final. Elsewhere, the Red Sox sent the Yankees to their eighth straight loss. The Giants topped the Braves. Tennis, the Western and Southern Open in Cincinnati, a rematch of this year's men's Wimbledon final. Novak Djokovic getting the better of Carlos Alcaraz in a near four-hour match to win his 95th career title. Coco Gauff would win the women's final, the first teenager in over 50 years to win the tournament. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marshall County Sports and Rec has a jam-packed fall lineup for you. Register now for co-ed junior soccer, grades pre-K and kindergarten, co-ed soccer, 1st through 12th, co-ed flag football, 1st through 6th, girls volleyball, 3rd through 6th, and adults co-ed volleyball. Go to Marshall County Sports and Rec's Facebook page for details. Deadline is Friday, August 25th. Drop payment and registration off at 708 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
The Stage in Virginia, Nebraska has the live music you want to listen to. Give them a like on Facebook. That's The Stage in Virginia, Nebraska.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, August the 21st. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. K-State grain economist Dan O'Brien joins us to talk about what's been happening with grains in the marketplace.
The volatility that's coming into the markets and to some degree the growing expectation that, hey, we've got big crops coming for corn and for soybeans especially have come in and brought crop prices lower. You see it in D's corn futures now trading at about 485. They had been, as you and I have talked in the past, had gotten up to 540, 550 thereabouts. So they've come lower. And generally, you have the USDA's report that came out last week projected 175.1 bushels per acre, 15.1 billion bushel crop. And I think the market is sort of taking that now as what they're going to trust in until they get further news. Pretty similar for soybeans. We did see soybeans, USDA out of that report projected for beans, I think it was a 4.205 billion bushel crop, down about 95 million, and with yields about 50.1 bushel per acre. So in general there, I think the market has taken a pretty similar attitude, I think. And I'm going to come back to those because the weather conditions, hot, dry weather coming in, as perhaps Chip out of our shop has talked about or will talk about, could change that some, especially for soybeans. It's a little more vulnerable than corn, but it could also affect the end part of the life cycle for corn, too. So soybeans more potentially affected by that. But again, I think, Marcus Gill, we're all from Missouri now. You've got to show us, you know, before we change our attitude.
And let's look at your ag news.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to FloydSales.com. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Stressful times can cause high nitrate levels in crops, which can result in death in livestock if fed to them. K-State beef specialist Sandy Johnson discusses what producers could do to helpfully help mitigate nitrate toxicity risk in their cattle herd. She says the nitrate is usually in a certain part of the plant.
Generally, the upper portion of the plant and leaves will not contain as much nitrates. And so penalty for not knowing how high the nitrates might be in your feedstuff is the animals can die or they can lose pregnancies. So it's a high level of concern. We've dealt with it for years and years, but we just need to make sure we're aware of the potential and manage around it as best we can.
She says what can cause concerning nitrate levels in crops and why the forage should be sampled.
If it's really dry in your area, the forage amount is limited, and so we're looking, you know, we need to feed that forage somehow. So if it's hailed on or enough rain that the plant tries to go again, we want to think about sampling that forage before we harvest it. So when we think about sampling for nitrates, we have to be aware that the field can be highly variable. And so if we're trying to sample to determine, shall we harvest yet? It's always harder to collect standing forage, I think, and feel like, oh, we got all this volume and how do we reduce it and get a good sample? And so be diligent in your sampling.
There are many factors to take into consideration when deciding how much should be included in the ration.
And it's always a trade-off when we're really short of forage, you know, how much do we want to give up? So you got to think about that. And part of that is how are you going to feed it? You know, if you're a person that has some other forages that are not going to be high nitrates and you're able to mix and blend that well, you might get away with taking a little more off the field. But we're always concerned about leaving enough cover on the field as well in terms of wind, erosion, and just protecting that soil. So generally raising that cutter bar is a good idea. So if the other options we can think about is if we put it in sillage, the nitrates are generally reduced about 50% during the in-silling process, but you need to have good in-silling conditions for that to occur. And sometimes it's hard to get the timing of silage optimal during a drought, but, you know, just understand there'll probably be some reduction there. And with any of these things, we're going to test it before we feed it to make sure the best way to use it.
That was Key State beef specialist Sandy Johnson with ways producers could potentially use crops with possibly high nitrate levels for feeding. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the Key State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henriks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It is a Monday after a very hot weekend, folks, and we're going to start at 9 o'clock here this morning. Incidentally, we have 328 big round bales of hay. If you need hay, you bring your truck, your car, your pickup, your trailer, or whatever, and certainly look at our hay listings here today. Well, in the cattle run, certainly going to be a little bit shorter with a 9 o'clock start. We're trying to beat the heat. Actually, we're trying to take care of employees also, not to mention the stock. But 9 o'clock here this morning, if you can get to Beatrice by 11 o'clock, we should be in good shape in regards to the selling of livestock. On the feeder cattle, certainly a light run, about 25 head of those light calves. I do know there's probably 15 to 20 coming here this morning. There's certainly cows coming yet this morning. As we folded the doors last night, 25 cows, 9 bulls, and we'll certainly add that to it this morning. The cow market, the way I understand it, probably about $2 lower last Thursday. Still a good cow market, bull market. So if you need to move stock here today, certainly plan on it. Also, in the sale, the 28th, we do have feeder cattle starting to move. So if you have it in your plans, please give us a call. And then into those early September Mondays, we've got calves that are going to be going to move. And if we can certainly guide in one direction or the other in regards to weights or colors or that type thing, please give us a call. Tanya Rickard-Denny, Gail Harden, Ryan Sommerhalder. And we certainly would like to talk with you. Well, today, 9 o'clock start, we'll certainly get on the way ups right off the beginning. We'd be looking probably 10:30 to get into, if there's any baby calves, the light calves, and move towards that noon hour to try to get it all wrapped up. But we get at 12 o'clock noon, we will be on the hay market and in the square straw bales. In the square bales, the prairie is very good stuff. Group 26, 26, and 25. In the brome, there's 24. In the big round bales, with a total of 328, here is the listing. Round alfalfa, there's 40. First cut at 1,600. Round alfalfa, 20 bales. They're in groups of 10. Second cut, they're 1,800. In the round alfalfa, there's 32. Third cut, really nice stuff at 1475. Talking about nice stuff. 3x3x8, the square alfalfa. There is 22. You can buy them in any group you want. It's going to be second cut. They've been 800 pounds as we've sold them for the last 3 weeks. Nice square bale alfalfa. And the round prairie, that's nice stuff at 25 of them. We'll buy them in any segment you want. They're going to weigh 1,400. In the grass bales, we've got a semi-load of 26. You can buy them in any increment. Also, in the other grass, there's groups of 11, 8, and 8. There is 8 brome bales. There is round oats hay. There's 16. In the CRP, we've got a lot of it. A group of 10 and 10 that weigh 1291, a group of 14 that weigh 1670, two groups of 8 CRP weigh 1471, a group of 18 CRP, and another group of 8, 10, and 10, so the hay will still be at 12 o'clock. Well, the markets this week, since we've talked to you last time, 185 to 187.50, maybe just a little weaker market, but pretty hard to move cattle this time of year. And the carcass, 294 to 297. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We say thanks for the business. Give us a call, 223-3571, and you certainly, you know the way that we go. You certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
A recurring weather phenomenon takes place about this time each year. We will tell you what to watch for over the next few weeks on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 21st, the 233rd day of the year. Country singer Casey Musgraves celebrates a birthday, and Hawaii became America's 50th state on this day in 1959. Weather watchers have noticed a pattern about this time of year that occurs with remarkable regularity. Even while average daily temperatures are falling, they tend to level off and sometimes even spike in the final days of August or early September. Experts suspect it may be related to how the jet stream reacts to the seasonal reduction in sunlight. The exact mechanism is still a mystery, but the pattern seems to hold up most consistently in regions east of the Mississippi. See if it holds true over the next few weeks. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find your local weather outlook online at almanac.com.
7:34, and our weather outlook is hot, hot, hot. Weather continues at least through midweek. Heat advisories posted through late Wednesday. High humidity levels, along with triple-digit temperatures, will make it very, very tough again. 75 this hour. Humidity levels way up there this morning. Sunshine at present. We'll top the century mark again here today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the announcement last week from the University of Kansas's Athletic Department regarding the new Gateway project of the re-envisioned and remodeled David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium, many of the players of the Kansas Jayhawk football team say it's groundbreaking and it's going to help rally the team and boost the program.
Everything on and off the field has been nothing but positive. The momentum was already real, but today it went to another level. Sitting here and seeing the future of David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium in the Gateway District gives me chills for what's ahead. We're laying another brick today, and it is a major one.
That audio from Cake News. Head football coach Lance Leopold also said that it's going to be game-changing for the program.
Game-changing. It's a game-changer. It shows that this university administration is committed to being successful in Power 5 football. This is a statement to recruit for recruiting, to maintaining staff members, of course, in our fan base.
Mid-American Network Sports.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard.